My message this morning is, are we living by human standards?
If we're going to be a kindred spirit with the Holy Spirit, we need to live by spiritual standards. Paul talked about unspiritual.
He said, you are unspiritual. Meant you are unbelievers. If you well and truly believe in Jesus Christ, then you know that the victory is in heaven, right? The victory is you're in a boot camp, so to speak, while you're on this earth. But the victory is when you cross the finish line from this earth and you enter this spiritual realm. I well and truly believe that those that have gone on before us, looking down upon us and cheering us on and continuing to strengthen us to do the right thing. What is the right thing? What is the right thing according to what you think? Or perhaps it's according to what God thinks. You know, I like the last part of Matthew. It says, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. What happened to the handshake? Years ago, the handshake was your bond.
Yes.
You could look a person in the eye and say, I agree. And you handshake it. And that was a contract. Mm-hmm. What happened to that? It's gone. But yet there are some countries that still do that. You know, where do we go from here? The answer is clear. Live by spiritual standards. Don't live by human standards. Okay, how do we do that? Well, we got to stop, and maybe we need to spend some more time in the scripture and read what Jesus was telling us. A lot of people say, what would Jesus do if he was here today? What would he do? I think a lot of people would be very surprised in what he would do. I think there would be a great awakening. But here's the thing that I well and truly believe. Jesus is inside of each and every one of us. So what would Jesus do? Ask yourself, what would you do? What would you do? And if you have any doubts, pray for discernment. Pray for a calling. And pray for an understanding of what Jesus would have you do. We're encountered by one situation after the other. What would we do? Let us pray.